What year did you first encounter diabetes?
Well, I qualified as a doctor in 1968, and so I suppose as a medical student I came across a number of adults with diabetes in 66, 67, and I do remember them as being often both young and old people who had rather crippling complications, vascular complications like bad blood vessels in their legs and retinopathy, and indeed quite a number, I think, with renal failure. And this was a pretty shocking introduction to diabetes to a medical student, and of course it linked up with a great deal of teaching in pathology that I had received at Cambridge. I did a BSc in pathology, and we learnt a great deal about diabetic complications. And so they were the first experiences of seeing adult people with diabetes. I'm not sure that I can ever remember seeing a child with diabetes at Guy's Hospital in my studentship. In fact, I'm pretty sure I didn't.
Were the adults people who'd had it from childhood, or a mixture of the two?
That I can't remember, but I suspected... Well, I think the implication was that diabetes came on in adulthood, and fairly quickly it led to these disastrous, distressing complications. And I think the implication was also that people with diabetes didn't look after it, and therefore they got complications. And that was always, I think, a background which was a very negative sort of aspect to the disease and disorder. And I guess in many ways, in those days, this is one reason why many doctors did not want to go into the specialty of diabetes, diabetology.